You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today we got Isaiah 11, 1 to 10. Let me read it to you. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with a bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner of the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Lately, one of the brothers in our house got into watching the docuseries on YouTube called Our Planet. Once in a while, I'd overhear from his room some bizarre things about animals, their natural behavior, and whatnot. Did you know that the female praying mantises normally eat their mates during or after mating? That's really bizarre. On one hand, nature shows us the beauty and ingenuity of the Creator. But nature also tells us about the dangerous and harsh reality of our broken world. I was in Australia for a mission trip, and the guys were telling us that in Australia, you will find the deadliest spiders, snakes, and jellyfish. And they were telling us nonchalantly that there were reports of sightings of these species in their neighborhood. Of course, not the jellyfish. I wonder how they live in peace. This passage, though, gives us a very vivid image of the security, peace, and unity in God's creation, when the anointed king reigns fully on the earth. But apart from the wolves and lambs getting along, we should also look forward to the king abolishing evil, of taking out anything that destroys life and all that's good. Imagine the security, peace, and unity that we will experience. He will do this by pronouncing judgment and exercising his authority. And we know that he will do this justly and righteously, favoring the good because the Spirit of the Lord rests on him. We know that this anointed king is Jesus Christ, the Son of David. And while we look forward to this day, that this vision will be fulfilled completely, let's also be reminded that Jesus is already working on it through us. In the supplementary passage from Luke 10, we see that the disciples receiving the authority given by the Lord, they were enabled to do extraordinary things. Same thing with us. The Lord has given us His Spirit so that we can partner with Him in carrying out the vision of the reign of God even now. Maybe one helpful exercise is to go through the list of the gifts of the Spirit in verse 2. Identify one gift that you can ask from the Lord. Pray for it, and hopefully, with it, you may find yourself being able to contribute to the security, peace, and unity that God desires for His creation.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.